Now, I'd like to try to put together the Ramban's take on Chashash L'mazel and how the mitzvahs Asay plays itself out, what's involved in the mitzvahs Asay, and then we'll try slowly to see exactly how this all plays itself out. Okay? There's Ramban's in... let me try to put together, I don't know if I'm, you know, what is it said, so as I'm buying a mitzvah, say ches, Shishoch Harav, there's Ramban the Chumash, there is a tshuva, which L'chaira has the chesim of the Ramban on, and Reis Yeser calls the name of the Ramban, and Rabbi Ludovic calls the tshuva the Ramban, even though it's not the way we have it exactly. I mean, the government is in Hedgehog, Samachem and Beis. And there's a Kosher Teres Hashem Tamima, which he also talks about. So you have a lot of material going on over here, okay? And Psukim quoting in different ways, and this, I just want to, you know, I don't know if I'm 100% there yet, but I think I'm light years ahead of where I was last week. What I put together last week, I added more to it, but I decided I'm not going to go back to what I added, and I'm just going to move ahead, okay? Okay. So let's now go through Mitzvah Shminis, okay? Mitzvah Shminis Shochorav is Dino Liyos Lvovenu Tomim Imoy Yis'ale Buhu Shenema Tomim Tiye Im Hashem Elokecha. I think we spoke about this last week somewhat, okay? V'yina tzavo azeis sh'niyachid l'vovenu sh'niyachid l'vovenu elov yis'alech u'shinam yishu levado eise kol v'hu kol v'hu ayudei amitas kol osit u'imenu levado nidroish habois minivioi minivioch u'mian shechasidov. Okay. Now here, let's see, you know, who else are we talking about? Okay. Mehoibre Shomayim v'lo mizulosam. This is very important when we'll see of in Dovid, whatever it is. Going there. ולא נפתח שיבואו דבריהם על קופון. So not only we shouldn't ask them, okay, but even if we ask them, we should not be batuach that the that what they say will become true. Al kopon. Okay. It could be, but it's not al kopon. Avol nishma dov mehem noima. But it's very strange. We should say hakol b'dei shamayim. It's a very interesting thing, you know. A mothershah, you know, we should say. It may not happen. We say Hakol B'dei Shamayim. Interesting phrase. Hakol B'dei Shamayim. And Ki Hu Mishana Marichas Kechob Mazolus Kiritzayim, which is the same type of Kel Shakai, which he spoke about in Parshas Va'eiro. Lech Lecho also. May for Isis Badim Bakrisim in Yehuda. Okay? So, you would assume that something has to do with Kaisman, because if Kaisman, Badim, whatever, I have to know, because, you know, maybe Hovei Shemayim are different, so, well, I don't know if that's true at all. So, L'cheira, it's very clear from what he says over here. So niftach shiavo divreim al koponim, that what these astrologers say is meaningful to Gabi Yisrael. Even if we say, Ein Mazel Yisrael. Even if we say, Ein Mazel Yisrael. Okay? So, L'cheira, we have to have in mind that we are not betuch shevol dvorov al koponim, and we also probably should keep in mind that the kiruv, that whatever happens, whatever these mazolos are mazik, is according to our iskavus l'kodesh baruch hu, which he says as we continue. He says vakol. He says, "V'namin shekol avos tiyeno eleinu kfi iskalvenu." Okay, so l'chayyeh the akdomah is a kol b'lei shamayim, and as much as we live with the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Rabbeinu Shalom will live with us. Ki inyan sheyivtiach el agoyim al talamdu meis shamayim al terdu ki terdu agoyim mehemo. Okay. That's what we have. So L'cheira, even if he's a grace of tzaddik, L'cheira, he has to have in mind that maybe he's not. And the same with the other Shem Yigam Achet, he also probably should feel that maybe he's not there. And therefore he has to be, I assume, therefore maybe he should be cheshish for it. But he should always keep in mind that the Rabbi Nishan will deal with him kufiyas kavusai, and that's the way it is. Correct? So, l'cheira, what's mezuvasa? Let's continue, because he says further, v'loi nidreish mehebe shemayim lo mezuvasa, v'loi nitach shevo devreim al koponim, v'omu v'achron shel psochim minayim shein sholom dov min ha-kaldiyim, shnemetom tiyem ha-shem alakecha, v'akadim hem shevis umo, המסעסק מלך הסקר חובים, הניקס קלדוויש, בלושן ספרי. אם עושיס הכל הומו בעניין, הרי עתו תומים עם השם תמה של אופיריש, זה שאוסו הכוסף לשאול את האוסי מאיב ויד עיני ומייסים ומן המוינן וקייסים. So the שאלה is a lav of Ovi Yedoni, Yemesim, and Moin and Kaisim, right? Then he says, V'achre Kein, Sivo, V'achre Kein, Sivo Shia, Libeinu Tomim, Imo Yisal, Bo Eile, V'lo Niro, Midibre, Magit Asido, Min Haniskorim, O Mizulosim. What's been miscalling? Any single one of them will be below Nira. Below Nira. Avo min nevioi nidroish v'elov nishma kashe yoim of a parasha. So, l'cheira, what it means is you might have to be chayshish for them, but the nichush, if a person comes and tells you, it doesn't tell you, you're not allowed to be shoyl from the nichush, l'chur, because of tomin. I don't know of any other reason at all from here. He says, in tshuva it's not like that, okay? But the question is, what he says over here, he says, "She'osa kosev lishol es ha'osid me'oyv yidoyni u'kaykidoyme." You're not allowed to lishol es ha'osid from them, and l'chayu that's also dealing with. Excuse me. That's also dealing with the lav. Excuse me. Sorry again. The lav applies to them, okay, by asking, okay, but if they tell you, if they and you're not allowed to be shoyel from the tomi from the hoypei shamayim because of an asay, but if they tell you, you're allowed to be zoyer from them, even the menachesh, because yesh b'divreim emes. The horaya that the Ramban, as I pointed out, both in Akdoma al-Tera and other places, calls Kishuv and Nichush Achochma. And he learns the Eif HaShemayim, and all these things, all the Midrashim, are referring to these types of things. So there is Emes in the Chochma, and even in Shaftim he talks about that since there's something, the Rabbi Lishon had to give us a Novi. That's what he says at the end of Shaftim, the end of his discussion. Okay.
What does it mean nichush? What am I saying?
Nichush would kachovim.
No, I'm talking about I should be. I'm not. I can't be afraid, but I can be choshish. So you're saying I should be. I can be choshish.
Oh, she says no nira, no she yavod dvoim akhlapon. What's the nira?
So what does it mean to be choshish? I'm choshish. What does it mean?
I don't know about choshish. I'm not getting involved. See, that later is a tshuva. The question is still: are we allowed to be or not allowed to be? But Lamaisi is, he knows Kefishi is Kavusa. So he has to keep in mind that if he's not called to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he may get it. Correct?
And if he knows he's not called to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should be shaking in his boots.
L'chela.
But I'm supposed to be shaking in my boots.
Because he has the right of his Kavusa. He has a choice of getting close to the Rabbanishah. Now,
in Kapon means it's not inevitable.
It's not inevitable.
But it's real. It could happen. It's real.
Yeah. So that is the major thing. I want to continue. What he did over here is something amazing. In other words, if they tell you something where you don't violate it, okay, you didn't ask. So there's no violation of Nichush if they tell you, you're allowed to be, there's no violation, you shouldn't, but Shalom Nira, Midivri Magnus Menes Komuz Osam, Abu Minavio, Nidresh Elam Nishma, Kasheyoma Pasha, Vizel Tilgumoi, because if you Yore from their words, okay, Yore. I don't know, could be, see, I didn't even know, maybe it's a mistake over here, I shouldn't get involved in what he says in Tshuva. Maybe you shouldn't, Bechlau, be misyachas to them, and I call B'nei Shomayim. Maybe that's even a better approach, okay, I'm not getting involved in that, okay? But he has to know, Kefishi is Kalvusos, he has to take himself at the task, and maybe it's got it, okay? But he says, what's the mitzvah? And he quotes the Targum Unklus. The Targum Unklus says, V'zehu tilgumoi shel Unklus shon tehei b'dachalta Hashem Elokoch. It means the mitzvah of Tomim, if l'chol, once I have this, then I have to l'chol part. And to this point, I could have entertained that I'm allowed to be afraid because kafir is kavusai. But if what it means is every ounce of yira that I have from what they say, it's a chsolon in my tom tiyam Hashem Elokecha. It's a chsolon in my yira shamayim. Okay, I have the dachalte, tom tia, but dachalte, Hashem, and dachalte is the chiyuva. Okay, so that's what I'm standing. Correct. See, here becomes an amazing thing, because there's a mitzvah of Yerushalayim, the chamitzvah and yiran mitzvahs. Okay, and tomim is a separate mitzvah, and it's very clear. See, first of all, the mitzvah Yerushalayim is Yir of Makodesh Baruch Hu, and not from another getchka. Okay? And that is Eramban Dvom Yudgimel He. Vihine Kvar Nemar as a Shemel Kechati Rabbi Oise Tavoy. Abirzir Bakan Lishlo Shlo Nivre Midot Midivre Hanovi Mipnei Ha'ois Vamoifes. Vuloi Nabo Al Abuiz Hashem Babu Dvor. Kimin Hashem Levado Niro. Velo me'el acher. That's pretty clear. No. Velo me'el acher. So that's what you have. Velo me'el acher. So that we know that's Yerushalayim. But l'chera, Yerushalayim, the Ramban says, is l'chera is an issue of schar v'onesh. That's Ramban in Dvorim. Trying to put all Ramban in Dvorim, Vav Yud Gimel. The Tamez Hashem Elokecha Tira. The Achash Etzira Be'Avo Yadkir Liyira Oisai Shaloi Yechte Ve'Yonesh. Okay. So if you talk about Chav Yonesh, you've already postulated Hashkocha. So Yira has in it the issue of Ashkocha and Tachodesh Baruch Hu not Le'el Acher. What's Nischanish over here in Tom Tia Hashem Elokecha is that even though it's not El Acher, and even though El Chayitzach, I would have said it should be a sniff of Yerushalayim. But you should be Yorif Makodesh Baruch Hu and not from the Mazel. Because HaKobid Eshomayim. And saying, oh, that's the Chavitz HaKobid Eshomayim. And saying that Ashkoch is not HaKobid Eshomayim, that's also Chson in Yirah, but it's a different mitzvah. It's Tom Tiyam Hashem Elokev, that's Bedechal. And the Ramban equates his new mitzvah with the Targum. He's not saying something different, it's the same thing. So that's what we have.
I get the difference. The difference between Yerumi, El Acher.
Because this El Acher is going to do something to me. I'm giving it a Geshka power. I'm giving it a power of a deity. I'm not giving the constellation the power of a deity, but I'm saying that the Rabbeinu Shalom set up the world independent of, he's not the way he set up the world, not Kobe de Shomayim. And that's also Chson, and that's a Tom Tiyem Hashem Elokech. Okay? That Kobe de Shomayim. Okay? So that's very important. That Lechira, and just what I'm trying to do is before you get involved, is what's the mitzvah? Okay? That is, before we go further, that's the Unkelus. And it's very clear like that also in the Ramban al HaTeira. V'tam in Yudvolim Yudchet Yudgimel, V'tam Tomim Tia Im Es Hashim Hashem Elokecho, V'loi Niftach Shivol Divrei Malkoponim, Al Nishma Me'adov Me'en Noim Malkopo Deshomayim, Ki Hu Elokei hu Elokim Elyoi al hakol Hayochol B'chol Mishana marechet Kachov mazol Es kiritzoinai Meif oibiz bazim. Oh, that's it. If you say that he can't be made, that he's not, or he doesn't, or he can't, even though you're not saying it's what he said at my separations, okay, it's not because it's El Acher. So in Yerushalayim, the Rebbeinu Shalom is a complete mashgiach. The question is, what does tamim mean? Okay. What does the word tamim mean? What does shalom mean? Okay. What does it mean tamim? So look at Rabban Al-Tayr, you would have said, over there in Shiftim. There also, there have he quotes the Targum, okay? He says, he says, chose. Shouldn't be incomplete. Ki tomim hu hasholim v'dovo. Kmo se tomim. She'im boi mum. V'shum chsolim. There's nothing missing. Kwa iskati ze v'posik v'hiyei tomim. This is his halach l'fon of v'hiyei tomim. So, if there's a chsolim, the new mitzvah, there shouldn't be any chesaron in the Yerushalayim. And the Yerushalayim is because the Rebbeinu Shem Ruach Hakodesh is the Mashkiach. And that's the whole schav, and that's the schav Yonish is all about. However, in Drosha of Teres Hashem, trying to put everything together, in Drosha of Teres Hashem Tamima, it's in Kisei Ramban, look if you want, it's on page Kuf Nun. Okay. The Omar. Let's just try to read it well. Ki agoyim mo'ele asher teyorishos amavakshim ha'atidos min ha'menachashim u'min ha'kesem. V'ato ein chokem ki novi yiyah lochem u'tishamshu b'ruach ha'kodesh v'titzpalchu lohem. So there's no need for it, first of all. It's not that they're not emes, L'chir Ramban Shita, that there's a chokhma in it, but you don't need it, because you have a Novi. And that's the Ramban Shita in general, that Nevu is Ruach HaKadosh, Roy Bruvoy, not like the Rambam. Okay? Not getting involved in that, it's not the Geitas. The old, Shelo Yitztaku Yisrael. What is it, Lo Yitztaku? Lo Yitztaku Yisrael. Lo Yitzakul Yisrael means that it's not correct. It's not correct. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Shinema ki lo yinochan Hashem Elokecho. Ki lo yikein nosan Hashem Elokecho. Ki atem chilek Hashem. V'loy chelik solom mazolos. V'einam oimim lochem emes. So he's saying that it's not necessary and it's a mistake. First, they're two times, right? It's stupid, okay? And it's not necessary. Correct? So, first of all, before we get started, it means it's stupid. It means that as far as us, l'chera, according to the Torah, Hashem Tamimo, what the Mazolos say is completely irrelevant. They have nothing to do with us. Because if it could be MS, but it's not Mukhlat, so we, you know, so why not? That's not a reason that it's stupid. Okay. Then he asked a question afterwards. So why did God answer it? No. Yeah. He said first of all that it's not necessary, and the second thing saying it's stupid because lo yistaku, it's not correct. Okay. Then he says, "V'nei pirish tam isuon b'Yisrael." When they say, "Shiyu kulam Hashem," he's referring to the people as a whole. He's not referring to individuals. Kulam, not kulay, kulam, kulam Hashem. Al kain tomim tiem Hashem alokecha. Since this getting involved in mazolos is not kul Hashem. Upilish tomim sholem kloimo hoyu heyu kulam shleimim lakodesh baruch hu. So you know he's doing two things at the same time. It's the shleimus that the whole people, everyone, and individually, it's ganzim lakodesh baruch hu. V'lo niyeh et shleimus. V'lo yiyye mehem chelek l'koychovim mehem means all the shades. There's nothing, they have nothing to do with it. And that's the shibuyim. Or you shouldn't be part of them that think that we have to do with koychovim. It's that the whole arm should be shalom on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without any talaymus of anything. It's everyone and completely. So, l'cheira, what it means is that we live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he's talking about. Shalom, shalom im Hashem means you should be completely with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, is that what Yerushalayim means? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach. And he's the Kol Yochol. So we're made that we should live with him, and that's also the Shvira Hashem L'Shem. It's all the same thing. See, before we talk about Shalom, it is no Chsolim. And here, L'Chol Shalom means that we exist, and we are, and we live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a whole different, which L'Chol Yud is a different thing, but maybe that's what Unklus is coming by. So I'm just wondering, L'Chol, here, I'm not sure. I wouldn't assume that the word shalom over here means the same as without mum. It's more, you know, being complete. Okay? Unless that's what it means, complete, without chesed. I'm not sure, but strange. What?
Sounds like it's the chelik, it's ishtechus. Not so much the...
Yeah, but I would have said that, okay? V'ein lonu. See, why does he go with lonu? Because he's doing two things. He's talking about the arm. He does something which l'cheir is grammatically impossible. He can't have the tomim refer to two things. Is referring to the people, or is referring to each individual? No, because you find the Ramban Chumash many times that the Ashkoch is on the people, not an individual. So, you know, the question, what does he want here? I'm confused about it, but it's very clear to me that we're talking about something. We're talking about a situation which you're living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're doing, and nothing at all. We're living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in no way do our misyaches to the mazolis. Okay, in no way are we misyaches to the mazolis, which is not necessarily we'll see in the. And the tshuva there, that's what it's talking about. Correct? Now he does something which is interesting. He leaves another pasuk, okay? In mitzvaches. Besides the pasuk, besides unklus, zehu tirgumo shel unklus, sholem tehei v'dachaltes Hashem, V'chein Omar Kosov. Yehi libi tomim b'chukecho. What's Yehi libi tomim b'chukecho? Okay? Sounds like a very interesting. What do you mean? Yehi libi tomim b'chukecho. Okay? See, this is offhand amazing, okay? Because in his Halach Lefonai B'yei Somim, in Avraham Avinu, okay? He says that the mitzvah Salch Lefonai V'yei Samim is the mitzvah Tom Tiyam Hashem Elkecho, and that's what he told Avram, correct? Okay. Did you know the Ramban quotes this pasuk? This pasuk in there in his Salch Lefonai, and he quotes it as Unkelus, excuse me, he quotes it as Rav Avraham Ben Ezra saying it. He quotes it in Avraham Ibn Ezra saying it. And he's doing it. And he quotes the same pasuk over here. Which is an amazing thing. He says like this. He says that it shouldn't be Mahar Achamir. Libi Tomim B'chukecho V'loy Eivosh. Okay? And that's what he's calling for. So how could he quote And here, he doesn't mean that because he's calling it for the mitzvah of Tom Tiyah. So it's mamish amazing. Look at Rabban Chumash and look at it over here. It's absolutely amazing. So if you look closely, Ramban over there quotes the whole pasuk. Here he doesn't quote the whole pasuk. There he says, Tomim Tiyah, Yehei Libi Tomim Chukecha V'loi Eboish. And I shouldn't ask questions about the mitzvah Mila. That is where the Eben Ezra is quoting the pasuk. But if you hear he only quotes Libi, he says Yehi Libi, Yehi Libi Tomim, right? So the question is, here he's focusing on what does it mean Libi Tomim? My whole heart should be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There shouldn't be anything else. And that's what he wants over here. He doesn't quote Lo Eboish over here, B'chal. So then, maybe once you say it's complete, so there's no stira necessarily between Hashem Tamimo and the mitzvah ches over here, it's complete with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Lefiyas Kavusa, even though you would have said that I should be Chesh Yemiga Machet, and I shouldn't, but any Chashash on the other side is a Chashaton in this new mitzvah of Yerushamayim from the Rabbi Mishalim is not a Mishalim from Aroch, it's a Shamayim. So that's what we have over here. Just putting all this together, still not finished. Now, that's the Ramban. Okay? That's the Ramban. Now I want to tell you if this is correct. And I'm not going to tell you the whole thing, okay? There is a section in Shah Gmul, a discussion about Es Hashem Elokecha Atiro L'Rabbus Tamil Chachom. And the whole discussion revolves about the Hasoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a complete Hasoga, complete understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Yira Shamayim is not about that, is not to be completely living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the quotation of Hashem Elokecha Atiro there doesn't make much sense. And I thought, according to this, if Yira Shamayim is to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and completely with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it could be his discussion in Shah Gmur makes a lot more sense, because a priori it doesn't make any sense at all. You look at Shah Gmur and you work on it. He starts, if you want to know where it starts, with the following. He says, Mayikoroi Divir Rav HaGadol Ramoshe B'milas K'soros V'arukais, that he says Nenu B'ziv HaShechina, that you're living with Hosein Boshtei and you're living with B'nishol Kiyum. Okay, and then at the end he says V'upirish Ma Shenema Batero Ludov Kaboy V'oyme V'hoyisa Nefesh Adoni Tzur B'tzor HaChaim Es HaShem Elokecha. Umikan bo Rabbi Akiva v'limin es Hashem Elokecha tira l'lapus tamechom. Which a priori is like, he came from left field. But according to this, maybe that's what he's talking about. Okay? Now, next. That was just a side dish, and you can take it or leave it. But I think Mama should say, it's a line in Ramban, which if you take it a priori, you have no clue what he's talking about. Now, next. Then, in Avraham Avinu, he says, right over here, this is the mitzvah, should it start with Avraham Avinu? Kasher bo lichos libris, los leizera, not like the Eben Ezra, and the, okay. Oma, hisalach lefonov, yesomim, tzivo, o, lisalach lefonov, v'lyos tomim imoy, v'lalite, v'libo, shem, v'zalos, v'shumemiz, v'yistak, v'nyonim klau, im daito, shiyotso, manigoysom, eliyye, Liboy Elov Levada Yisala Kihu Hametzava Oisom Hametzade Sida Malchum Kiyutzoyne Kiyin Shomu Tzei Mis Tagnina Shelcha. We pointed out there are two dinim.
Okay, in same mitzvah. There's one by Yishmael and one over here. And we're interested in one over here. Zel ian mitzvah zeis is kiyum by halachas v'leslei tamer. So chayil a pashtis v'leitim b'liboy shehei b'zulos shum emes. So l'cheira means it's nothing as far as we're concerned. And same it's like mazolis, you went out. It's not the gate of b'chal. Okay. So that's what we have over here. So l'cheira, you would assume that it's us to do something and listen to them because you're giving them some emes. So, just before we get started, okay? Just before we get started, it is possible that the difference between the kiyum and the isa over here, okay? If someone is doing that the mazalos are going to come. Okay? L'cheira, I don't know if it's an Isa. It's not the Isa Aseh. Because Isa Aseh is only to be shoyel from somebody else to look for truth besides from the Rabbi and the Shalom. Okay? So l'cheira, what comes out is even though there's no mazal Yisrael, and the words are meaningless to Yisrael, because the kiyum mitzvah is to be cool Hashem, to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you don't reach that darga, and you have your yira from it, the shlonira behem is the betachaltet Hashem, and that's the kiyum. But if you have yira, we don't know if it's an isa. It's just asking from them is an isa, okay?
If you don't believe in God's
mazalos, who's that? There's too many indifferent pronouns. What?
If you don't believe there's any veracity to this mazalos business, where does that leave you?
If you don't believe there's any veracity, so what's your problem then? You're with that Kodesh Boch, you have no problem b'chal.
That's what you're saying, okay.
You know, there's no, the Easter starts when they are something. If they're nothing, there's nothing to talk about. Okay? Okay, so now, whatever's going to happen in Rabbi Akiva later, where he's doing, even according to this, he's not over any Isla, he's not Makai in the Mitzvah B'Shalemus, okay? Correct? This impression, this whole approach, and this L'Cheir is certainly the approach of Teres HaTzeret Tamima. Okay, this is a Chumash to Rashbo in Chelek Aleph Siman Yutes, and you can look at it, and it's very clear that we have nothing to do with them. Okay, V'yiftich shebasiyas yetomim ra hefach mashiach shu oisim atoyim. In other words, once he's oisik, once he's miskav to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he's betuch, nothing's going to happen. That's the way he learns it, and that's the sword. Okay? See, it's a very interesting thing. Normally you say, Shem Yigamachet, and here, Fakeld. So it comes out that L'chor, what he's trying to do is, I guess, V'zeh Kilo Par Shivoyim Shemoya, Tishmu Al Mitzvosai, Par Shivim Koza, V'tzidoka Tafimimo, V'shaloi Midas, Shaloi midas benes nista kemaisa bita shabbi akiva maisa the shmur ve'avle kamuske b'shili. So it means tzedokah masimov is nothing to be afraid of, okay? So the doig was before then, but that's a little strange because Rabbi Akiva didn't give the tzedokah and he wasn't even aware of it. You know, in the Gemara, I don't know how it works, but that's what he's saying. That's the Rashba in tshuvas. Now, there is a tshuva for Ramban. in Reish Pei Gimel, in Miyoch Miyuchesis L'Rashbo, that's here, and he says, Umasha Omu ain't sholem bekaldim, dovo boruhu mishmaiti de perik misha hechshech, shem bali amazolos achizim kechobim, kedivri bala oruch. Mea hi shmaiti de perik misha hechshech nami mashmo, de muta de shmoya lohem ulaham in divreim. It's talking about the Hovri Shamayim. Mea avrom shenem istakalti bat stingus, which is a pella from Avrom Avinu. Avrom Avinu is nachtal v'asdathninus before Yishmael, before Bechal was there. You know, we don't know there's a miskayim unless the only thing you can do is, you know, the only way you can save this if you quote the Tanchum at the beginning of Lech Lecha that Avrom Avinu was mekayim tayag in Choron, and the Rebbe of Shalom said, Lech Lecha, if I say Lech Lecha, Tanchuma. Right, you know, no one quotes it, but okay, maybe that's what's going on over here. But the way the Ramban goes to Chumash, the Shem Yehudi and the, everything's going on was only afterwards, correct? So this is a very interesting proof. That's what he says. Umid Rabbi Akiva, Davidoig Amilsa Debrate Tuva. Uli ache shenitzlo dorash mishum soka tatsimovis nitzlo memisa mamish. It's a chahatzola. And she was a gzeo for misa. Shema mino, mamin hoye behem. Move it to Avnach Bayitzok. Nami, ele shepoma, kodesh boruch hu, oise neis li reyob. It's a nes. Levatim hem gzeis a chovim. So we are b'chalk a chovim, and there is a gzeira, and sometimes the Baruch does a nes. Behem in the storm, and neis in the storm, shehem b'derech tashmish shal olam, shakot tzor tzulibem, the fikoch ain't shoyil in bohem. Ela mahalich b'tmimus, shenem atom t'yim ha-shevcham, im ro'o, bohem dovo, shelo kud tzoynoi, oise mitzis, umabe b'tfilo. That's what you should do. Avol im ro'o b'tzanilis yoyim, She'ein toiv l'malachtoi nishu imeru v'eisem v'chalanes. K'sovani she'osa lovoi k'neger mazolos alanes. That's the true Samba. Okay, now. So the Chayra, there's almost an emes mukhla, the Gavi Yisrael, it's only a nes that's mevatalit. Or kilos in emes, which you have to, which is Rishoyin, it's Nikorim that's going to happen. Maybe it's not 100%, it's not like Nevuah. And it's a problem in same Chalanes. I don't know about afraid, but that's the chayra. And this is the Pisker Amor, like that. In Kufayin Tes in Yodea, Sifbeis, Hagor, V'mashe Odom Yodea, Shukenegar Amazel, Lo Yasab, Lismach Hanes, Ela She'ein Lachko Achazer, Mishim Tom Tiyah. And he calls it Shuvas Ramban. So, Rebbe Akiva was Mekayim Tomim, in Gansen. Okay, and he just says, you have to do myself here also. So maybe we don't know anything. Maybe according to this approach, Tom T is only an Isasei. Now, Ban is Moed Isasei, maybe there's no Kiyum B'chal.
We just can't ask.
Right? That's it. Minayin Shein Shalom Kadim. It's just maybe the whole world turns up upside down. Okay? Because the Makor, the Sophic is like this, because he says, El Shepom Makodesh Bochu, Oisa Nesli, El Levatimim, Gzeris HaKachovim, Beim Nistorim, Sheheim B'derech Tashmish Shalom, Shekhoa Toru Tulim, and Afikoch Ein Shalom Bohem, El Mahalach B'tmimus. He's only quoting the Isa. So what's Isa Mitzvah? Isa Mitzvah umaba b'tfila. There's a kiyum of tom tiye mashem by doing that, or that's an eitzah. So if it's an eitzah, maybe there's no kiyum b'chal. If you want to say that's his kiyum of tom tiye mashem, say that. But you know, because I don't see any other thing in this Chumash Ramban to say anything of any importance. Okay? You know, to say anything besides an Issa. Okay? So just trying to set up what happens in the Sefer Mitzvahs and what happens in the Tshuva. The Ritva, I would say, is Mashim Ve'Issa Mitzvah Ma'abit Tefillah is only an Issa. It's a Sfora, had to be Nitzo. The Ritva on Shabbos says like this, on the Daf. V'im Kain, Hechosid Yochush, L'divreim, L'vakesh Rachim, L'lasli Stoker. As he says, L'kasha, Amai, Hodi Aminim, Mr. Hedge, Osa, Lisha, Ol, B'Kaldiyan, Mishum Tiyah, Dosem, Lisha, Mehem, Dobo, Hudi Osa. Avim, Omu, Himi, Atzmo, Dobo, Shal, Daiga, Roi, Hu, Lochush, of Divreim, Ki, Habi, Pomo, Imi, Mohemet, Vasiris, Gim, Me'ashe, Yavo, Elo, Olecho, Me'ashe, Vula, Kosher, V'im Kain, Hechosid, Yochush, of Divreim, L'vakesh Rachman, L'asa Stoker. That's what you should do. Shabbat Gzeir, Do Karmel She'ei Mazel Yisrael, U'tshuva, U'maisim Toiv, Mavatlam Gzeiris HaKachom, U'kiryas Kuliel. So we don't know that you mekayim any mitzvah by doing it. It's just an eitzah, you know, of how to deal with the world. So maybe it's only Nisaseh. But if you open the tshuva, that there's a guy from Rabbi Akiva, okay? With Rabbi Akiva, Davidoig Amilsa de Brate Tuva. Uli Achashinitsa Doch Mishum Stoker Nitzla Mimisa. Okay? So the Chira, that he's Doig Tuva, that's the Gemara. Okay? We have to know how to deal with that, but that's what he was. But we don't know that it's muta lahamin divreim, and to make a pu'ula lahogin mehem, but it could be he's only allowed to be doig. Because why was it mevatel lachasna? Well, it's because of shiduchim and this and that, and he set up a date, he can't change the date. You know? I just don't get the case. Why was it mevatel lachasna? And he didn't say anything to his daughter. His daughter, you know, she happened to give stalker, and that's what happened. So it's Mama Chappella.
He didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything. So, you know,
not stalker, no Mama Chappella,
nothing. Nothing. Right. I'm just telling you, you have to look at this. I'm just trying to tell you. I'm not sure how far I'm going to get. I'm just trying to evaluate everything in its context, okay? But I think this is fair, everything I'm doing so far, okay? Now, I've come a long way, you know, I was banging my head, you know, again and again I was giving up and saying, okay, yes, okay, but at least I think I know what I'm talking about now. So, you could say that you can't, this is lo niyur mehem, he can't mavatul or do anything. Nira mehem, if he's mishanit something, that's nira mehem. That's Ramban in the Nasogis, in the mitzvah. Nira mehem, if I'm about to lechatz is nira mehem, if I'm doi tuva, that lechera, it means maybe in Ramban, he's not mekayim the mitzvah, whatever it is. And the same thing in Shmuel, with Ablet, where, you know, something's going to happen with a snake or whatever, who knows what, okay, the serpent. So, Shmuel, all it says, we don't see that Shmuel did everything. We found that Ahu Gabu did a mitzvah. So why didn't he warn him, take him away, tell him not to go, tell him thus, tell him yens? I just don't get the whole issue over here. So if you're talking not to change, go nearer. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, that his mother put on a kisui roish, the question is that kilu protection and she's doing a maisa? I don't know if you bring life from Noshim, not the Rambam. Okay, let's say you do, because the Lord says it doesn't have any, doesn't have anything. Okay? The Chidushim HaMiyuchos Marad there says, listen to this, that the Inyan of the Kisa Neis, Kisa Roish, is not a Maisa Lihinotzel. Because you passion on the Gemara, it's a Maisa Lihinotzel. So he says, it's a way that the son should pray for himself. Listen to this. He says, in Kufna Vomer Beis, Kloima Rav Nachem, Rav Nachman Bincho Yehe Yeganev, who may lay pot. Okay. So, and maybe that's the Mogen Avraham. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Mogen Avraham. That even though the Malbim has a whole discussion, that the Gemara Nedarim says, that the Mishnah Nedarim says, that Ketanim Chol Shor Chayloish, Zodin Kisi Loish, because Kisi Loish is a Din Tznius. It's sneers. There's no sneers, but time. That's all the Gemara's. But the Mogen Avraham says, even though it's ain dalkom lechasei sreishom, but there's an inyan in Simon Beis of Cotton Vov. He's mechadish umikomokoyim. Nochon lechasos roishem shokatanim devil answer the shmaya can eat b'sif Shabbos. The boynishon, the Mogen Avraham, doesn't make any sense. Or she put it on in order to save him from the mazel. So what? The problem is mechayshes that every child has this mazel to be a ganav, and they should put the kisui roish. How can you call the Gemara Shabbos for anything? So the answer is nain lagan. It's nothing to do with anything. It's a separate inyan. That you should have Emes Shemayim, you should be a Bispalel and a Chizuk and Tefillah. You want for everyone. For Seder.
She would teach you by example. Just cover the head and down.
She covered his head. And not by example, the fact is he Emes Shemayim, so mele he davened.
So she was Yorei, she did a Maisa.
What?
She did a Maisa, she was Yorei.
No, she did a Maisa. Wasn't to protect against the thing. She did because since the person was miscalled in the and Maisa and Tevim, and that's the more you say you could do with Tefillah Maisa and Tevim. So it was Tefillah Maisa and Tevim. Oh, it's only Tefillah Maisa and Tevim. That was the Tefillah. She was going to Hishim Mispalo. And so is Tefillah. He was Nitzel. That's what the Ran says. Now let's go on. It's also, I don't want to get involved in this. It's not clear in the Ramban, you look at the Chubis Ramban, you compare it to Rabbeinu David, how Rabbeinu David Sehedrin quotes it, that he quotes the Chubis Ramban. And it's very difficult to say the Rabbeinu quotes Rabbeinu Neira in a tshuva, and what the isa of listening is there an isa listening to nichush? okay, without asking. And in Tshuva Ramban, you get the impression there's no problem, and maybe you have to do it, okay. Rabbi Nodovid and Samachem and Beis Nedrin says that it's under the Isav Nichush, okay. And it could be the Ramban the Shita, so again the Nishuch the Chochma. So once the Chochma, you have to watch yourself. You have to behave yourself. Ain't some chal on this? Now, there are two more things, and I'm not going to get anything. I wanted to talk about the Ramban's discussion of Rama Mitzvah Kolelis, how the Rama learned Tam Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. I also wanted to talk about Achre Hashem Elokecha Teleichu, which Ramban says in Chumash is a mitzvah, and he doesn't count it in Minyan HaMitzvahs, and how that works into everything I'm talking about. And I also wanted to talk about Loi Silmad, which Rav Sagi goes, Loi Silmad Lasses, Av Talom Lohovin Lohoyreis, which Rav Sagi goes quotes as a mitzvah, Nifredis in Minyan HaMitzvahs, and the Rama and the Ramban don't count at all. And Yuchim Perl, I asked the Rama, how can I count it? Loi Silmad Lasses. And Elisa Sochim. I want to talk all these three things, but I assume we'll forget about it. And I assume next week you're going to want to have a Hanukkah and Hatzlocha Rabbah.